Mary's Convent is located on a bluff of the beautiful Cumberland Plateau in Tennessee. I love to go there and write, and spend a day or two remembering what's important and the beautiful witness the nuns have made over the past 150 years through their simple acts of loving mercy. Recently, the nuns had to sell some of their prime real estate on one of the most beautiful overlooks on the bluff to an individual named Templeton, a renowned philanthropic scholar from England who has built a four-story library bearing his name. I decided to take an early morning walk and go see this new structure. I asked one of the nuns about the library before I left, and she said that even though the place had been entirely finished for almost a year, there was not yet a single book in the library. As I made my way around the final bend that marks the approach to the building, I couldn't help but notice a huge bronze statue out front, overlooking the man-made reflection pool and stone wall. As I got close to that bronze sculpture, I realized it was 9 feet tall, and it was of Templeton himself. He was standing as if to greet all the visitors, and in his left hand was a book. Curious to read the title, I walked up under his arm, feeling really small, and craned my neck. The title was The Humble Approach. I had to laugh. Here was a man who had built a four-story library with no books, named it after himself, and erected a 9-foot statue of himself carrying a book about humility. What made it so funny was that I knew I was fully capable of doing things just as ridiculous. I sit in comfort while writing about being discomforted. I hold on to what I think is mine while writing about letting go. I will carry the image of this statue with me for the rest of my life. Whenever I take myself too seriously, I'll pull it out and remember that I am made of dust and have been given the gift of life. And then I need to take the humble approach.